I am a fan of Lawyer Extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien.
Yeah, man.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Your thoughts on tariffs?
Not a fan.
Also not a fan.
No.
Your thoughts on the Supreme Court ruling yesterday? Give us sort of your quick instinctive reaction to what came down in favor of President Trump.
Not surprised by it. I mean, I think when the order was first passed and then the Ninth Circuit held, you know, the district court put the injunction on, the Ninth Circuit upheld it. I think we all kind of knew that this was from the makeup of the court, that this was eventually coming. So not a surprise. I think what was surprised a little bit was that Chief Justice Roberts chose to write the opinion. I think he did that deliberately, given that, you know, in the past, I, as well as other conservatives, have criticized, you know, his decision on the Affordable Care Act, but it has given him a certain street cred when it comes to being a little bit more politically neutral. So I think, given that they were going to come down on a 5-4 majority on this case, I think it was interesting that the Chief Justice chose to write the opinion. I think it gives it a little bit more weight that it's his words upholding the executive order.
And, you know, and Roberts, in his opinion, it was interesting where he specifically called out a couple of the controversies surrounding it. The one that I thought was most interesting was the dissent invoking the Korematsu versus the United States, and this sort of this conflating of the Japanese internment camps to this particular ruling, and his being very specific that, you know, one's got absolutely nothing to do with it. Yep. He said that has nothing to do with this case.
Yeah, there was that one, his comment in the majority opinion, and you look at Justice Thomas's words in his concurring opinion, when they both kind of took to task the talking points of the other side on this, but you just mentioned, John, about the analogy of the internment camps, but then Justice Thomas brings up about enough with these universal injunctions from the district courts. I don't think they have the authority to do it. So it's kind of I would refer to that almost as a brushback pitch from Justice Thomas. You know, that now that we've got a 5-4 conservative majority on the court, enough of this BS at the lower courts. You're going to get overturned. So don't even bother doing it.
In reading into the majority opinions, and generally speaking as well, when the president has the authority to take a certain action, in this case being, you know, restricting travel from certain countries, does the rationale behind his decision matter? Can the court look at the rationale and say, yes, you know, you have the authority, but you're doing it for the wrong reasons, and strike it down? Or does the president even have to give a rationale for doing something that he has the authority to do?
You know, that's a great question. That's a lot of what Chief Justice Roberts' opinion turns on. And yes, you know, the president has to give a basis. But what the argument here between the majority opinion and the dissenting opinion, what Chief Justice Roberts says is all it has to show, the administration has to show, is a rational basis for the ban. So, you know, national security was the proffered reason. And he goes through a lot of detail as to how that, you know, what, how these countries were, you know, arrived at in terms of those that were going to be subject to the ban. And he brings up that these countries were subject to a ban under a previous administration. So what he's saying is that the other side wants to apply a level of standard of review called strict scrutiny, which means there has to be a higher basis, this national emergency basis he talks about in there. And he said that's not a requirement here. All they have to show is a rational nexus between the order, the ban, and the reasons for, you know, and you know, the basis for doing it. So, yes, he has to show reason, but depending on the level of review, that reason has to vary. And what they said here is, under rational basis, they clearly had the right to do this.
Yeah, saying that they'll exercise extreme caution before, and this is a quote, inhibiting the flexibility of the president to respond to changing world conditions. And it speaks to exactly what you just said. The question then was merely whether there was a rational basis, their most pervasive standard of review for Trump's travel ban, a test it passed rather easily. I kind of read into that, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, but I kind of read into that that basically this was brought about because of comments that Trump had said via Twitter or otherwise while on the campaign trail. And specifically what you're hearing from Keith Ellison in the wake of this ruling of he said Muslim ban. The way that I read this is that he passed the test rather easily on the rational basis of if his rationale was Muslim ban because of the concern over terrorism coming from predominantly Muslim countries, then it passed rather easily. Does that jive?
Yeah. And Chief Justice Roberts addresses the statements made by during the campaign and kind of, regardless of those, there's rational basis. One of the best paragraphs in the entire opinion is, he's talking about this and he says, the plaintiffs argue that this president's words strike at fundamental standards of respect and tolerance in violation of our constitutional tradition. But the issue before us is not whether to denounce the statements. It is instead the significance of those statements in reviewing a presidential directive, neutral on its face, addressing a matter within the core of executive responsibility. He says right there, we're not into we're not going to address, whether the president's statement. We're here to look at the reasons proffered for this policy and whether or not he had the authority to do it.
Yeah, it really seemed like like we talked about earlier, a sort of a smackdown of the rationale as to why this was brought to them in the first place. And I wonder too, when you were talking about those lower court rulings, we've got Minnesota as one of 17 states now suing the Trump administration to reunite migrant families. You've got this New Jersey attorney general who has basically said that they need to reunite these families in 30 days. I'm wondering now what kind of effect it's going to have on, when you have these judges come down, and these activist judges, for lack of a better term, that go and kind of throw what the president does, up on its end just to either get their name out there or to push an agenda. What kind of impact and what kind of precedent this sets now?
I think, John, that the lower courts, if you're dealing with a judge that opposes the administration and their policies, I think that you may still see more of these rulings, against the administration simply to kind of throw sand in the eyes and slow things down. The wild card here, we're going to have with the Supreme Court, we're going to have one more decision today, the AFSCME case, and then another possible decision. There's a lot of rumors swirling as to whether or not Justice Kennedy is going to announce his retirement. If that happens and President Trump gets to put another Neil Gorsuch like a justice on this court, that'll really change the dynamic because now they really are just spitting in the wind when they come up with these rulings at the lower court level. Oh,
the hysteria that would be around that would just be mind numbing. Oh my goodness, if that actually does happen.
If the AFSCME decision comes down the way we all anticipate it's going to, and Justice Kennedy announces retirement, it will not be a good day for the political left.
Well, that was actually going to be my last question for you, lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. Put on your judicial prognosticating hat for a moment. We are expecting a decision this morning, possibly tomorrow, but soon on the Janus case. How do you think it's going to play out?
I think they're going to reverse their previous positions on, or they're going to get to the issue that they would have gotten to previously had not had Justice Scalia pass away. So I think we're going to see a change and I think the unions, the public employees, are not going to be happy about it.
Very good. Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, thank you for your time this morning. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, guys. If I can just say, I don't discriminate in my practice based on political affiliation. As long as the check's clear, I'll take you.
Sounds good.